Hello, my name is Jace Calloway. I'm a medical researcher at the University of Kuopio in Finland. And I've done quite a bit of work with ayahuasca and a pharmacokinetic study we did in Brazil almost 10 years ago, I guess, has been the most intensive study of this substance.
How old are you?
44.
Okay. So you're here on this conference to tell us something.
Yeah, I'll talk about the phytochemistry and the neuropharmacology of ayahuasca.
What does that mean?
Yeah, basically we're looking at the individual chemical components of the tea and what they're doing in the body and how perhaps they're affecting the mind.
And how is that?
Well, they are interacting with a neurochemical system called serotonin in our brain.
Serotonin.
And there are some chemicals that are inhibiting the metabolism of serotonin, and these are monoamine oxidase inhibitors, and particularly harmine and harmaline, they're found in the tea. And then there's also typically dimethyltryptamine in the tea, and that's
DMT.
That's DMT, and they're competing with serotonin to give a little extra special effect.
Okay, but first, because these are very difficult words, the tea. What's the tea?
The tea is probably the best way to say ayahuasca, because ayahuasca is... It really has many different names in South America, probably as many different people using it call it something different, but almost everybody calls it the tea or a tea or just referring to a tea. It's really not a tea, it's a decoction, and it's not really brewed like tea or coffee, but people refer to it as the tea or cha, for example.
And how many times did you take...
Oh, when I was in Brazil, maybe about a dozen times in a couple months, something like that. We were there to do a clinical study, but everyone was so kind to invite us to have tea with them that it would really be impolite to refuse. So we had to join them sometimes, not while we were working, of course, but it was important to know really what they were doing.
And what was your reaction, response?
Well, I was a little surprised because it wasn't as strong as LSD or these Bado mushrooms that you have. So I was expecting it to be much stronger, and I was actually happy that it wasn't. But it did have a little extra effect, I think, by increasing these serotonin levels in the brain, and that was something new to me. I don't really know how to describe it, but it just seemed like... my brain was working a little better than normal.
But it has been said that ayahuasca is a hallucination drug, that you ervan gaat hallucineren.
Well, that's a very small part of it. It is true that there are some visual effects that come, and these are from the DMT, but that's really a small part of it. And the people that are using this for years and years, they actually say they don't have these visions anymore, and they really encourage people not to think about them too much, because there's something else there, something much more interesting than just these funny little pictures.
Which?
The people that use this are very interested in memory, for example, so they'll spend a lot of time remembering things about their lives. And
also past lives?
Past lives they talk about. It's a very multi-dimensional sort of experience.
Can you deal with that as a scientist?
Oh, sure, why not?
Okay, reincarnation.
Yeah, why not? Einstein said time is relative, so I can certainly believe that after ayahuasca.
Do you think it's a dangerous drug? Could you say that it's a drug?
Well, it certainly is a drug substance because it has pharmacological actions, but any drug is dangerous or can be dangerous. The difference between ayahuasca and most other drugs that people know about is that at least every time I have seen ayahuasca used, it has been in a religious context or a ceremonial context, and this is a well-organized kind of context. It's not just a free-flowing do as you please or do your own thing. People are there for a very serious purpose, and they stay with it for the duration of the effect, which is maybe 4 or 5 hours, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And the strongest effect is the DMT.
Well, there can be vomiting and diarrhea, and that's certainly stronger than the visions.
How long does it stay in your body?
It leaves pretty quickly, actually. After 24 hours, you can't really see anything of it.
Ah, it's left then.
Yeah, it goes out pretty quickly.
But the effects?
I think the main effects then would be the memory. The memory of the experience, because it is quite powerful.
And what about those visions? If you say like reincarnation, okay, it has to, maybe it's got to be proved or something, but it's not something that has to be excluded from science. What about those visions? You think that they are cosmos, that more people see the same snake, for instance, as a vision?
Well, people tend to see the same types of patterns, and I've never seen these snakes, at least I've never seen the head and the tail, but I see this long middle part going over and over again.
What color?
Lots of colors.
Green, red?
Yeah, typically more green. Green and blue and yellow is what I see, and little speckles of red. But these are true visual phenomena, and I honestly can't say if this kind of thing is going on all the time and we don't notice it, or is it just a side effect of the drug. I really don't know, but this is why people use it, so there must be some kind of importance there.
What's the origin then?
Yeah, who knows? There's all these myths of how ayahuasca has come, and I can't imagine a very rational explanation. It requires the combination of two plants, and there are so many plants in the Amazonian jungle, it's really difficult to imagine that people would have had enough time just to try all these combinations and finally get it right. So there's some theories of how it happened, some rational scientific theories, and then there are a lot of myths that are told by the people who use it.
You know, scientific...
Well, if, for example, someone might be chewing on the vine, that's the main plant, its Latin name is Banisteriopsis copi, people may chew on that and use that as a medicine to get rid of worms, for example. So I could imagine someone using that sort of tea or just chewing on the vine as a general health maintenance kind of herb, and then maybe one day for some reason they're chewing on a leaf of this other plant, which is Psychotria viridis, which contains the DMT, and all of a sudden get a big surprise, and then try it again and make a religion. I can certainly imagine that sort of random hit and miss process. It would really take a long time, I think, for that to happen, but who knows how long people have been using that? We really don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm. Just believe in like a cosmic soup.
Yeah, one cosmic soup.
Where we all come from and all go to.
Yeah, I think that's the general idea.